Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
The question we're dealing with today is, are you listening to your gut instinct? So your gut instinct is your intuition, basically. So not going with your conscious recognition, going with your subconscious feelings. I do think that a lot of us are bypassing our actual feelings, our gut instinct, because I think we're afraid to judge people or judge situations. And really, anytime I've made any mistakes in the past is when I ignored my gut instinct and I went with reasoning instead. And I tried to use logic and I tried to basically take a chance on people that I thought at the very, very start in my mind I wasn't going to gel with and I wasn't going to connect with, and I should have gone with my gut instinct, because do you know what? I was right. So anytime I've ever made mistakes in the past was when I didn't listen to my gut instinct and I didn't listen to my inner intuition, of which I know you have as well. And it's very important going into certain situations, not just in dealing with people, but certain situations, that you listen to your gut instinct a little bit more and you listen to your intuition a little bit more before you let your brain kick in. Because I do think we all have fairly strong and evolved intuition and good instinct if we'll only choose to listen. From a self-defense point of view, it's very important that you do actually listen in an awareness and avoidance scenario. So actually to be aware and to avoid any potential threats is very, very important, that you do listen to your own emotions, your own good instinct and your own intuition as to if you feel a certain situation is threatening, or you feel a certain group of people are threatening, or you can sense danger. It's very important that you basically avoid that situation so that you don't walk straight into it and go, you know, it's not fair for me to judge people, it's not fair. And you use your logic to bypass your own intuition and your own good instinct. So have a think about it. Any situation that you're ever involved in, or you're going into anything, you're going to a room of people, or you're going into a scenario, or you're going to make a business decision. Generally, what you'll do is, or certainly I do it, is I know what my gut instinct is. Then I go through every single other scenario. I break it down. I use my analytical mind. I go on. I use paper and pen. I talk to as many people as possible. And you know what decision I ultimately normally make? The very first gut instinct. My very first option and the very first thing I thought about doing. My intuition, basically. So it's only when you're not really listening to it. And I think years ago, I didn't even believe it was a thing. I didn't even believe intuition was an actual real. I thought it was a little bit hocus pocus. And I can tend to be very scientifically minded. I believe in proof a lot of the time. So because of that, I think I had conflicting views regarding instinct and regarding good instinct and regarding intuition, only for the fact that in martial arts and from a self-defense perspective, good instinct is a really, really strong preventative measure for any dangerous situation that could possibly happen to you. I would love to hear your stories of good instinct. I would love to hear your stories of using your intuition or not using your intuition, as the case may be. And the whole thing about the Friday Blitz is just to stimulate your own mind. I'll answer the questions as best I can, but to stimulate your own mind and have a think about it in your own life's timeline and how it equates to you. So every week we'll deal with a different question. I would love to hear what your questions are. If there's anything specific, I've already got a couple which I will be recording, and over the next few weeks I would also like a little bit more feedback as to what questions you'd like, because it really does add to it, and it makes me think as well with some of the questions I've gotten so far. So thanks to everybody, thanks for all the reviews, thanks for all the testimonials, and I'll talk to you on, don't forget, twice a week, the Wednesday and the Friday, twice a week the Success Sensei is coming your way. So thanks again for all your support. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.